morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
High-quality certified seed from Shirley Farms will make you money. Joe and Ann Shirley have been raising and selling certified wheat seed since 1975. And Joe says this year's wheat seed is the lowest price in several years. He's offering Bentley, Iba, Gallagher, and Ruby Lee from the OSU Wheat Breeding Program. Certified wheat seed at great prices from Shirley Farms. Call Joe Shirley at 580-748-0900 or 580-748-0901 or check their website at shirleyfarms.com.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West. This week's crop progress report out from the USDA was a day late due to the long Labor Day weekend, but really not much has changed for about the third week in a row now as crops continue a slower than normal rate of progress. Nationally, corn's condition has continued to lag behind its average pace, while its condition fell just slightly from the previous week. USDA estimates that 92% of the corn has reached the dough stage this week, down from 95% a year ago and down from the five-year average of 94%. 60% of corn was dented, down from 74% a year ago and down from the five-year average of 68% dented. 12% of corn was considered mature, down from 17% a year ago and down from the five-year average of 18% mature. Corn condition also dropped slightly from 62% good to excellent to 61% last week. This week's crop progress report also showed 89% of spring wheat was harvested as of Sunday, down from 90% a year ago, but above the five-year average of 78% harvested. Here in our three-state region, though, Oklahoma's corn crop is rated at 93% doughing, 83% dented, and 27% mature, down 13 points from normal. In Kansas, corn's condition is rated 4% very poor, 12 poor, 30 fair, 42 good, and 12 excellent, with 93% doughing, 75% dented, 30% mature, and 3% already harvested, which is equal to last year but behind the average of 13. In Texas, 97% of corn is doughing, 87% dented, 66% of the crop is mature, and on the whole, its condition has remained unchanged from last week, still rated at 79% good to excellent, 18 fair, and 3% poor to very poor. Regarding sorghum, Oklahoma's crop has reached 63% in the coloring stage, up 2 points from normal. Sorghum mature reached 27%, up 4 points from normal. Sorghum harvested reached 3%, down 4 points from normal. And sorghum's condition in Kansas rated 2% very poor, 7 poor, 33 fair, 49 good, and 9 excellent. Sorghum headed was 95%, near 99 last year and 94 the average. Coloring was 46%, well behind 66 last year and near 50 the average. Mature was 5%, near 8 last year and 6 the average. In Texas, sorghum condition in the state has remained unchanged since last week, still rated at 78% good to excellent, 18% fair, and 4% poor to very poor. 97% of the crop is headed, even with last year and ahead of the average by 1 point. 82% of the crop, meanwhile, has reached the coloring stage, advancing from the previous week by 2. This week, 72% is mature, while 61% of the state's sorghum crop has been harvested. And remember, for a complete look at this week's crop progress report, be sure to check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
In the market for a do-it-all green and yellow muscle machine? Well, look no further than P&K Equipment. At the John Deere 5085E utility tractors, these 85 horsepower tractors are tough, versatile, and full of capability. Right now, all in stock. Remaining 5085E tractors at P&K, priced just $44,900. Stop by one of our 10 locations to check them out or visit us online at pnkequipment.com. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering since 2717, includes retail bonus and special P&K discounts. Residency and other restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. See P&K for details.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.